And so this would be the Art Drysdale vignette, Fruit Trees. 3, 2, 1. In my series on spring planting, one area not yet mentioned is fruit trees. Hi, I'm Art Drysdale. Fruit stock suggestions when I return. 3, 2, 1. You too can have an orchard in your garden. No need anymore to be faced with, for example, huge apple trees, 2 to 3 of which take up more space than a house. Now you can choose from a selection of dwarf apple varieties which take little room in the garden yet still produce an ample crop. The same applies to pear trees. Do remember, though, both the pears and apples are basically self-unfruitful. That means the flowers on one tree cannot pollinate each other. Buy at least 2 varieties that flower at the same time. Or get together with your neighbor. The wind, bees, and other insects that actually do the pollinating won't respect property rights, and that way you need only to have 1 apple and or pear on each lot. Fruit trees are just a part of the mini orchard that you can have in your garden. The other part is the bush fruit, such as raspberries, currants, and gooseberries. Raspberries are usually the most popular of bush fruits, and I recommend the variety Heritage, which is considered an ever-blooming type. That means in addition to a crop of berries in July, you'll get another crop in September and on up to frost. Once you have Heritage established, I suggest cutting the entire bushes right down to the ground late in the autumn. This will mean you won't have a summer crop, but instead an even larger crop in the autumn when the berries are really scarce. I'm Art Drysdale.